Barrett knows Intel inside and out. He spent the past 32 years steadily rising through the ranks of the microprocessor maker, starting off as a technology development manager before becoming Intel's chairman of the board last year.
I think it takes a lot of luck, first of all, to have the opportunity, and I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity at Intel, but I think it's necessary that you, in the high-tech industry, you love the technology.
Such as a product called Vive. It's designed to simplify the process of sharing digital entertainment around the home. Barrett hopes innovations like this will give Intel the muscle to beat its 2005 revenue of $38 billion by upwards of 6 to 9% in 2006.
But I think it also helps to work at a company that has a very strong culture and taking risks to bring new technology in the marketplace.
We announced that we were going to shift to using Intel processors.
An assist from Apple Computers shouldn't hurt either.
We've been trying to get the Apple design win for 20 years, and we've gone through about four Intel CEOs knocking on Apple's door to get that design win. And finally, Paul Otellini, our current CEO, was able to meet a meeting of the minds with Steve Jobs.
The result, roughly an additional 4% market share for Intel, and perhaps more importantly, an alliance with one of the world's leading consumer electronics companies.
Apple is very interesting. They are a great industrial design company. You know, they look at the iPod or look at the iMac is super. And we're very happy.
Such moves are designed to help Intel update its image. It wants to be known as a company which does more than supply products to PCs. Its new motto? Intel, leap ahead. The old one, Intel Inside, was a hit, but it was getting stale.
We've tried to update the logo, and Leap Ahead is really a representation of the exciting technology we try to bring into the marketplace.
In addition to bringing cutting-edge consumer products to market, Intel continues to try to bring a sense of corporate responsibility to the world.
In the last 5 years, we've trained 3 million teachers, and we announced that we're going to expand that and train an additional 10 million teachers over the next 5 years in the emerging economies. And in addition, throw in 100,000 computers to help that effort.
In 2006, Intel will also donate some $100 million to educational activities. It sounds like a lot of money, but it's a small percentage of the company's revenue. Barrett admits the act is part charity and part good business.
Indirectly, it gives us some benefits, I suspect. You know, the young children who understand the technology are potential users of our products long term.
But whether it's for business or charity, Barrett clearly understands the importance of grooming the next generation.
If we're going to have peace and happy relations between countries, we need to give young people in every country an opportunity for professional development, for growth opportunity in their adult life.